What is bipolar?
It's a disorder associated with episodes of mood swings from depressive lows to manic highs. There are different stages of bipolar, which include type 1 and type 2. Bipolar 1 can be described as manic episodes, bipolar 2 or mid cycles. A person has to experience a depressive episode, a low severe form of mania, which is hypomania. What are the symptoms?
Bipolar 1 can be described as a manic episode, which must include three of the symptoms: increased talkativeness, increased self-esteem, decreased need for sleep, racing thoughts, and poor attention. Mania can be described as more extreme than a sudden burst of energy or motivation. It is characterized by irritable mood. For bipolar 2, a person must meet the criteria for a depressive episode, and they must experience five or more of the symptoms, which include a depressive mood, change in sleep, change in eating, lack of energy, thoughts of suicide, restless or slowing down, feelings of guilt or worthlessness. People with bipolar 2 are diagnosed with depression because they fail to report the elevated mood symptoms of hypomania. They may be at a higher risk of drug or alcohol use and eating disorders.
Who does it affect?
Family genetics and documented family history of bipolar disorder are often helpful in assessing the possibility that a child might have bipolar. According to Child and Adolescent Bipolar Foundation, if one parent has BPD, the risk of having it to each child is 15 to 30%. If both parents have it, the risk increases to a range of 50 to 75%. Several researchers have suggested that 20% of children diagnosed with ADHD should have been more accurately diagnosed with bipolar depression.
Is there a treatment?
There are new two FDA-approved medications, lurasidone and fluoxetine, for the treatment of bipolar 1 and 2 in children and adolescents aged from 10 to 17 years. Bipolar disorder is associated with significant morbidity. Numerous evidence-based treatments exist for all phases of bipolar disorder, and these should optimize and fully explore before resorting to treatments with limited evidence of efficacy. Medication doses should be titrated to respond in emergence of adverse effects.
Are there any current studies relating to bipolar?
Researchers at University of Pittsburgh arrived at an interesting conclusion. It's not the type of symptoms, but their severity that predicts conversion to bipolar in the children of parents with bipolar disorder. They followed 412 adolescents over 10 years, carefully measuring a wide array of psychiatric symptoms to see which ones predicted conversion. Is there a connection between antidepressants and bipolar disorder?
Most clientels pre-describe antidepressants extensively in the treatment of bipolar disorder. In one study, antidepressants have been pre-described for more than 80% of patients with BD, which is bipolar disorder, but only 55% have received mood stabilizers, and only one-third have ever been given mood stabilizer monotherapy. In a world of academic research, basic perspectives have been laid out that antidepressants are effective and largely safe, and that they are also largely ineffective and mostly unsafe. There's evidence for and against each of these perspectives. While there might be a misconception that the debate is about whether to use antidepressants at all in bipolar disorder, no expert denies that antidepressants has a role in managing this condition. A question regarding antidepressants use in bipolar disorder involves the frequency of their use, for which kind of patients they should be used for, and under what circumstances they should be used as well.
What's the conclusion of bipolar disorder?
Managing bipolar disorder starts with proper treatment, including medication and therapy. But there is so much more you can do to yourself on a day-to-day basis. These tips can help you influence the course of your illness, enabling you to take greater control over your symptoms, to stay well longer, and to quickly rebound from many mood episodes or relapse. The main thing to improve for yourself or someone you know that has bipolar is to be patient, communicate with your treatment provider, take your medication as instructed, and finally, getting therapy.